It's time for another update from Encourage. They're located at 478 East Grand Avenue here in Wisconsin Rapids, right across from Hotel Mead, a beautiful facility. You can't miss it. And their phone number, their main line, is 715-818-6179. And today we got Corey and Kelly here, and we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, so I guess the first half, we're going to talk about these Tribune teasers mm-hmm. that have been happening, and one of which people can enjoy on Friday nights downtown just by either driving by or taking a walk and viewing the unique artwork on
Absolutely.
The round portion of the Tribune building, which I like to point out to people, that's where the radio station used to be.
Yeah. And we love that.
Okay.
Yes, so Friday Night Lights, like you said, are still happening, and you have the opportunity to see them all the way through October. So they'll be up and running every Friday night. So if you have not had the chance, I would go check them out because they're pretty amazing. So 11 local artists put those windows together so that circular portion gets lit up on Friday night. So it's just a different kind of a Friday night light. So after you go to a football game, maybe you just check out the lights at the Tribune.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just add to that in terms of what I really appreciate about the windows mm-hmm. is it draws attention to the unique design of that building, that circular portion,
right.
mid-century design, mm-hmm. which is, there's not a whole lot of it in this community. So it's exciting to see those mm-hmm. that circular design calling attention to that, right? And then when you just mentioned, Carl, that the radio station used to be in the Tribune, important for the listeners to know that when we first went through the demolition process, because the interior demolition, you know, has happened. We preserved all of those original artifacts, like the WFHR on-air sign.
Oh, cool.
And some beautiful, I mean, really significant interior that were consistent with the design. So those preserved artifacts are going to be part of the renovated end game for Tribune.
Okay, yeah. When I walked in there that one time early in the process, I had flashbacks. Mm-hmm. I brought back a lot of memories.
I can't tell you how many. I know this is. I can't tell you how many people we have that come in on a tour that say, I was a paper boy, mm-hmm. and I'll name some. Scott Krug, when he came, Representative Krug said, I used to be a paper boy for the Daily Tribune. Rick Bakoka, that runs Reggie, Rick was a paper boy for the Tribune, and he had the downtown route, and he'll talk about that. Doug Wensloff, from Solaris, we had a tour, and he said his grandfather moved to this community, to do work for the newspaper corporation. Mm-hmm. And so it's really wonderful, all the stories that we hear of individuals and how they're connected mm-hmm. to that building in some way.
I think that's why this project got so much people power
mm-hmm.
because there were so many people in the community that identified with it. And I think that's it became something, oh, you're trying to preserve something I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they took ownership of it.
And we love that our residents identified the historical parts of that building as being important and wanting to maintain that integrity of the space as much as possible in the new designs. Yes, there will be a lot of new windows and opportunities, but the space itself is remaining. And I think that was important because so many people have that history and those stories to share. And like Kelly said, when we give a tour, people who come in and they say, you know, I've not been in here, but I know my grandmother worked here. And wow, how special. She's no longer here to tour this. I think she would have loved that you're doing this space.
Now, what are some of the upcoming? You can talk about some of the past ones besides Friday Night Lights. You've had a series of different programs.
We've had 7 different Tribune teasers, but most recently, so since the last time I was here last month, we've had 2. One of those was a farm market chef demo. So we partnered with Mid-State Technical College, and Paul Kennedy, the chef out there, came and did some demonstrations free at the farmer's market so people coming could view. He prepared some delicious dishes that he gave out the recipes for. So you could see and learn what products you could use from the farmer's market, and then talk about, you know, the dietary implications of what he was putting into his food. And then you could actually go home and replicate that, and you could purchase those items right at the farmer's market. So that Tribune Teeter was in August, and it was a wonderful display of opportunity. That those are the types of things that you're going to see in the Tribune, is that collaborative effort, but also the learning and teaching, which will happen in that culinary instructional kitchen.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that fits right in with one of the purposes of the project. It was to create that culinary kitchen, and that's why Mid-State Technical College is getting involved as part of their hospitality program. So, did you try one of the chefs?
I wasn't able. I was out of town for that weekend, but I've heard it was delicious. But I do have the recipes, and we do have some still available. I'd encourage, if anyone's interested, they could pop in.
What are the rest? Do you know what they are?
You know, I can't remember offhand.
Oh, come on. You're too young to have my memory lost.
No, I'm not.
I'm just teasing.
No, but we were really excited. It was a good turnout, and it was nice to be over at the farmer's market.
Oh, that's great.
You know, we're fortunate to have such a robust farmer's market here, and some great purveyors that provide wonderful items to that market. So we're really excited about the partnership, not only with Mid-State, but with the farmers market as well.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things you got coming up?
Well, let me just tell you about one we had last week, though. That was so much fun, Carl. We had a floral arranging class at the Tribune.
Okay.
So we had that right in front of the Tribune, right outside. We had the most gorgeous evening looking out at the river as we put together arrangements that we worked with Casey Rowe. So Casey is an entrepreneur, and she just celebrated 1 year of opening Wisconsin Rapids Floral and Gifts here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Congratulations to her on her anniversary.
Yes, and so she was really excited to come share her love for floral design and her business with us. So she came in and had a selection of flowers for guests to choose from, and they actually followed her instruction and put together bouquets. And if you look at the Tribune Building Facebook page, you can see photos of the finished product, and people were very proud of what they assembled. But I can tell you, it was a blast. It was so much fun, and you can't deny that most beautiful backdrop that we had looking out at the river. So yeah. I just imagine when the Tribune opens and those curtain wall windows, whether it's negative 30 or 70 like we had last week, it's going to be amazing to have that view.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I would say at the same time that they were doing the floral class, they were doing it on the entry sidewalk area in front of the Tribune facing the river. We were, myself and board members, were touring some elected officials, and by the time we got up to the roof, they could see that kind of activity happening down below with the floral class, and it was really wonderful to see.
And it gives everybody, I guess the idea of these Tribune teasers is to give people a little taste, a little preview of the activities that are going to be possible with the Tribune Building Project.
And to keep the building alive, right? Yes. So the development is taking longer, I think, than we originally anticipated. But what we're learning is over the life course of development, this is not unusual, right? So it is not unusual that we are where we are right now, but we know that that building is a prominent structure. It sits in the middle of downtown, right on the river, and we want it to have energy, and to demonstrate what kind of activities will happen in that space and have the opportunity to keep people engaged and involved.
Okay. Yeah, and stay excited for the project.
Yes.
Because if not, people get disillusioned and go, well, that turned out to be nothing.
Right. So we have a lot of activity, growing enthusiasm and support from, I just said, elected officials, right? Our state representatives, both Senator Teston and Representative Krug, great leaders in Madison for us. Governor Walker's administration, enthusiasm for the project because it represents things that are important right now for the state of Wisconsin: workforce development, entrepreneurship, and the ability, to attract and retain young adults. And the communities that do the best job of attracting and retaining young people in their places are the ones that are going to thrive in the future. So I have to say, we're gaining so much support, and bipartisan support as well, on the state and federal resource side, that we're very excited about that. That's not always something that's easy to see for residents, but they should know that But at the same time we're painting windows, we are working with the politicians and other funders.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's talk about some upcoming events.
Well, the same night that we were arranging flowers, we had a group of makers on the back side of the building meeting to talk about their building a wood-fired pizza oven. And they're going to be building that on-site at the Tribune because in October, it looks like Friday the 26th, we're going to be hosting a pizza party.
All right.
That pizza oven that our local makers are going to create, we're going to be using that and having a party at the Tribune with pizza and hopefully some home brews from the Home Brew Club, who are going to be discussing whether they can do that for us. So we're in the process of planning that. And then we also have another event coming up in October that's geared towards teens. And so it's called Fire and Fable. And so that event is really bringing teens together to share stories in a creative way. So it could be sharing a memoir. It could be sharing a poem. It could be a short story that you created, or reenacting something. It's just to be creative. And that is an exciting opportunity because we have a lot of young adults who are really interested in the arts, and the Tribune really supports the arts in so many different ways. And so this is a way for us to get youth down at the building, but it's going to be a night of fun in front of a campfire right outside on the back side of the Tribune building.
We're getting our Encourage update, and we have Kelly Ryan and Corey Anfinson here. We just talked about the Tribune and teasers, and where can real quick, if someone wants to find out when a teaser is scheduled or what's happening with the Tribune building project, what's a quick way folks can do so?
Easiest way is go right to the Encourage website, which is encouragecf.org. But you can also go to our events on Facebook. So we put all the events out on the Tribune building project Facebook. And if you haven't liked us on Facebook, that's a great start so that you can see all these things coming in your newsfeed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about support for entrepreneurship, Kelly.
Right. So we're going to transition a little bit, but this is also linked to Tribune teasers, right? So we wanted to demonstrate what are the entrepreneur support aspects of that building and what will happen in that place. Before I talk about that, I want to mention, Corey talked about our makers group building a wood-fired pizza oven and then serving home brews in October. I want to mention that we've been talking about a brewing apprenticeship. So an actual training program for those interested in the brewing profession, might be home brewers that want to get really official training and certified that they could then be employed by a craft brewer like a Oso or Central Waters or Potosi or others in the state. And Wisconsin did not have a brewing apprenticeship in the state. We yesterday officially initiated the process to have the first brewing apprenticeship housed in the Daily Tribune building, which we are very excited about. The Wisconsin Brewers Guild is excited about it, and it is with the support of the North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board, great partner there, the Department of Workforce Development, and Mid-State Technical College. So we're going through that process right now of determining what does that look like, what do employers want, what does the training, you know, what does it look like on site. But it's very exciting for us to have that right here. The first in Wisconsin. We need those things that will help differentiate us as a community.
That's a great program. Now, what's going to be the process for someone who's interested in that program?
Are you interested, Carl?
I want to be an apprentice taster.
I can tell you, I think there's so much interest in this community, and that's why through that Tribune process, the group of home brewers formed their own organization, right? There was so much appetite and interest, and they have continued to stay engaged. And there are some really good brewers in there. Mark Batera, that owns Oso Brewery, said that you've got some really good brewers in that group, Kelly. So the process will be probably aligned with a year from now. So right now it's premature. Right now we're working on what does the course curriculum look like? How do we certify it? How do we get employers understand what employers need, what the demand is? And there will be something then that will be official put together as a program, but it's launched and it's underway, which I think is exciting on our end.
But you can say it's going to happen.
Exactly.
And stay tuned for additional details on how to sign up and down the road.
Yes, very cool. I mean, we could be a cluster for microbreweries in the center of this state along the Wisconsin River. And we can use that brewing apprenticeship and the Tribune as the spark to feed the system with workforce and entrepreneurs.
And you know what? And you might know this. You, both of you ladies might know this. But that was part of the history of the Wisconsin River. Everyone thinks it was just papermaking. But there used to be local breweries along the river. Mm-hmm. Grand Rapids had some up by beer. I mean, there were a number of local small breweries that fed that served their neighborhoods, as it were.
Yep.
And so this is kind of bringing that back.
Yeah, exactly. That, you know, and actually, I'll talk about Mark again. I was talking with him yesterday. He said the Brewers Association, which is a national, has economic data that shows that if you have more than one microbrewery located in proximity or near each other, they both do better. Because individuals that are interested in craft beers and microbreweries are more likely to go to places where there's a concentration, where they can have multiple experiences than they are to do one-offs. So there's win-win there. And I didn't mean to go off on a tangent I think it's important, right, to talk about beer, because that is entrepreneurship,
actually. It is entrepreneurship, and what you just described is why beer festivals are craft beer festivals are so popular. Because people that are into that want to sample more than just one.
Yes, and it's part of our heritage here, and it is also very attracting. It's very attractive to young people as well.
Okay.
So let me go back to entrepreneurship. I know we have just a few minutes left. One of the Tribune teasers that I'm excited about is October 24th and 25th. So it's going to be more than a teaser. It's going to be a two-day series of programming, workshops, and outreach by an organization called Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation. We call them WIBIC for short. And they are located in Milwaukee, but they have a statewide service area. What they do is support predominantly women, entrepreneurs of color, and low-income individuals to find a pathway to entrepreneurship. If they're interested in starting their own business, what does it take to start a business? What does it take to take an idea from just idea to reality? Mm-hmm. And so they work one-on-one with potential entrepreneurs. So there'll be some of that those 2 days. There'll also be like general workshops for us and partner organizations. So our partner organizations around entrepreneurship are the Chamber of Commerce, the Heart of Wisconsin, Mid-State Technical College, Encourage, and Small Business Development Corporation, and our SCORE, Service Corps of Retired Executives. So it's working with partner organizations that all have some element of entrepreneurship, but to have a coordinated physical place where entrepreneurship activity and training can happen. The other thing that they'll do, WIBIC will do, is they'll meet with our local banks, community banks, credit unions, etc., and talk about what role can WIBIC, because they're an investment organization also, so they make loans. They not only train the entrepreneurs, but they make loans to help support startup, and they call them micro loans because they're generally smaller loans, under $50,000. They can be as small as $1,000, and they target an area that most banks don't do a lot of activity in, and they are willing to take more risk. So sometimes a startup organization needs funding that is more risk tolerant to enable them to test an idea. And we're excited about that. So we're not only supporting bringing them in to do training for 2 days, but we also encourage is also investing some of our investment portfolio in WIBIC, so that it's designated for loans here for local entrepreneurs. So we've done that with a couple other organizations already for the last 10 years, has created loan pools for small businesses, startups related to food systems and agriculture, for housing. So those are some of the areas that we've put loan funds together. But this is new, and this is exciting because it's targeting populations that we have to pay attention to as a community and as a state as well. We have a growing minority population in this community. So our K-12 population is much more diverse and increasingly becoming more diverse. We need to pay attention to that as a community long term. Those are our future community leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, and then also excited to target and support women. Increasingly, women are decision makers in households. Women are increasingly business owners in the United States and in Wisconsin. And the idea of growing entrepreneurs and businesses in general is essential to the future of this economy and the state. So entrepreneurship on that level on October 24th and 25th. And one other thing I want to mention that I'm excited about on the entrepreneurship side is that we have been meeting and just had a meeting yesterday with the YMCA and Boys and Girls Club with their new facility, talking about how can we integrate programming that's going to happen in the new Y and Boys and Girls Club with the Tribune and vice versa. And those are really exciting conversations. They'll have a really large group of young people with the Y and Boys and Girls Club, of course. And if we can connect them to entrepreneurship training and design some special opportunities for young people to get exposed to entrepreneurship, that's very exciting also. So those kind of, the community should know those conversations are underway, and we are all collectively excited about what the proximity right there, what that can do in terms of greater impact for everybody.
And I'm sure that's why when you mention state leaders are excited too. They're starting to see, and they're excited by the economic development that's happening in this area, not just because of Sand Valley, but because of all these different collaborative efforts. You just mentioned that group. That's a very diverse group that is collaborating to bring this all about.
Right. If you begin to think about where they're all located, you can think about the connections and the synergies. If people work together and think about how do we support young people and take advantage of, you know, the Y and the Boys and Girls Club here? How do we take advantage of the natural resources we have downtown collectively? How do we think about food? Food is important in the downtown area, especially with the farmers market there, with a culinary kitchen coming into the Tribune, brewing. I think they're going to have a kitchen of some kind for teaching kids in the Y and Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
You have the health department downtown. So when you start to think about these key partners, there's tremendous opportunity to work together so that we all can achieve greater impact.
No. And be a healthier community in more ways than one.
Yes, right. We have to offset the beer that we're going to drink.
Well, that's it. Well, we got that beautiful trail system, too, just outside where we can go to walk it off or take one of the bikes.
Yes,
exactly. Take one of the bikes. Fabulous program.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So there's so much synergy, so much happening right now. And Bears Free, to make this comment, there's a reason why your hotels in this area are very busy right now, too. There's a lot of construction people in town helping to build and create things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of different things happening. And the best way to keep up with all of this, again, is with your Facebook page.
Yeah. And our website, yeah.
And your website.
Or stop in to encourage. We'd love for someone to stop by and have a conversation with us. We'd be happy to answer questions in person.
I'm glad you bring that up. So the next time you hear some rumor, don't take it for granted. Check it out.
Or question, right? Anytime.
Yeah. Okay. Our doors are always open, 8
Please.
To 4:30.
8 to 4:30.
Or you can always call the office and we can do something at a different time if it works better. But yeah, we love when people step by, and we love to be able to share anything that we know and work with residents on anything.
Mm-hmm.
So
and integrating more like mini tour opportunities when these teasers are happening so that people are inside the building and they're able to ask questions about what's happening here.
And then they can see the vision themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's always nice to be there and actually see, oh, I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Ladies, a very interesting program and some exciting news today.
Yeah.
So, and we look forward to future teasers and additional news coming up. In the meantime, folks can continue to donate money
Absolutely. You can do it online at our website. We take donations of all kinds. Or you could stop by the office again or mail one right to the office directly. We also have our global giving, which you remember we talked about last month, which is the crowdfunding site. So that is available for anyone who's interested in donating specifically to the Tribune Building project. Mm-hmm. There's matching opportunities coming up, so watch our Facebook. We'll make, you know, some announcements about what those matching opportunities are.